This is the Block Party of Minecraft Podcast, episode 140. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the Block Party started.
Hey, Little C, there was no music on this one. What's going on with that? No intro music.
We lost our note blocks.
Oh, man. Note blocks take diamonds, don't they?
Or is that's a jukebox.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the jukeboxes we used as furnace fuel a few episodes ago. So.
Best furnace fuel ever. Yeah, so we're trying something new. We have a different way that we post the podcast, the way I have to upload it and everything. And they're taking away my easiness of adding the intro. I still could add it if you guys miss it too much. Let me know. I definitely want feedback, but I thought we'd get right into the show.
It's kind of a jump scare now. It's, this is the Block Party.
Exactly. I just like
super loud
volumes. Right there.
It's terrifying. If it was a video podcast, just have your face like really quickly like jump scare into the screen.
I'm not good enough to do a video podcast,
I don't think. So for those of you that don't know and have never seen us talk about the show, like in the pre-show or after show, there's a lot of silence and stuff that gets cut out. Like we'll long pause if we're trying to think of something. So to you guys, we sound really smart. And we're not actually that smart.
Yeah, it doesn't flow as well as the polished product that we put out there.
Because the silence gets cut out. So it just seems like, wow, these guys are good at talking.
Yeah, we're not that great. We pause a lot.
So if we want awkward silence, like on purpose, you just have to go, awkward silence, awkward silence.
Yeah, because it automatically takes it out. It is kind of funny because sometimes you and I will do that. We'll like look at each other or whatever, and we want that silence there. But my process of the way I edit, because I am limited on time and everything, it automates taking out all that silence.
As a streamer, though, in my head, I'll say things, just normal, real-life conversation out with friends or whatever, and then I'll be like, look, do the camera look face. And it's so funny, just those things that are now ingrained into me, the production things that never do in real life, but I do still, and I'm like, where's the camera? I gotta look at the camera.
Yeah, there's a whole side to this whole content creation and stuff. But what's funny is you and I will be sitting on the couch, not making anything, not doing anything.
Just being
and
useless.
And we'll still be content creators to each other.
Yeah, it's just how we entertain our dumb burnings,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you see is what you get. I mean, this truly is becoming us.
What you hear is what you get.
I am Bearded Sloth. See, there was awkward silence, but none of you guys will hear that. It's hilarious.
I had no comment.
All right. Neither do the listeners this week. You guys are slacking. The first comment, no comment here. Second comment, still no comment. Third comment, slackers.
I love how you did that on the show note because he has like a little template you use just to make it more streamlined.
Right.
So he has the first comment, second comment, and third comment, but then he put under it. Like, I like the last one, slackers.
Slackers. We need your help. We want to talk about Minecraft.
and it's a problem because neither of us have been playing a lot of Minecraft.
We have not. I'm kind of going through one of those low playing.
Now I'm kind of, I'm kind of going through that. Ooh, what games can I play? I want to play this game or that game. And I'm playing like 20 games all at once kind of thing.
Well, we'll get into why I'm playing other games at the moment because I upgraded my computer. I'm very happy about that.
I did play a little bit of Minecraft.
Yeah, we did play a little. So, Little C, what did you do?
I tore down the old Kelp Industries Diamond Days Casino building.
I love that casino.
I took down, because we're moving into a big casino, so we can scan, I mean, help people get more diamonds.
Yeah, that's
it. Get diamonds without mining. Best way to do it. Diamond Days coming soon. So, I'm building a bigger casino down by the Kelp Industries building.
The Block Party does not endorse any type of gambling. If you need help, please seek professional counsel.
We need that in Jericho. Just have a sign next to it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're not in game. It's kind of fun.
And it's really
it's a game.
It's such
kind
a
of,
scam.
It's more like a carnival game or something is more of what I think about.
Although
it.
We do want to figure out how to make roulette tables and stuff.
Oh,
like we're
geez.
Making a full casino in Minecraft.
Vegas and Jericho SMB
exactly.
Coming soon.
Oh, the building that I found this design that I'm going to base it off of. It's so Vegas, too, the design
That's
of it.
That's cool. That's pretty fun.
I do want to build some like roller coasters and stuff as well, and just some more like amusement type things. Maybe you pay a diamond and you get to go on this big roller coaster or something.
Yeah, I had an idea. I think it was season two. I wanted to make a speakeasy, which, if you don't know, is there for a while in America. It was illegal to have alcohol, basically, to make alcohol.
You would know. Were you alive then?
I was not. No, this
is that how you know? Are you speaking from personal experience, old man?
I am not that old, little C. No, no, no. But anyways, it was basically a place that was like these underground illegal bars kind of thing. So I was going to make one of those and sell potions in season
that.
Two. You know, I never really came about. I kind of made a little basement thing under my fishing shack. You had to go in the back door kind of thing.
I've always been the RV guy on Jericho. Even on season one, I had an RV and I sold like flowers and leaves and stuff, like just all plants, you know, peace, love, and plants, and
yeah, exactly.
Save the whales.
Hippie stuff.
And then in season two, I don't know if I had an RV in season two, but in season three, I had an RV, and it was my starter base, and then I moved it because we had overworld highway systems in that season.
Right.
And on the side of one of the little highways, my RV, I moved it to be pulled over behind a police car, and then, like, all the brewing stands were just out in front of it and stuff, and there were armor stands and stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, and if you don't know, you don't need to know, but if you know, you know.
In season four, I had an RV. Did I? Yeah, I parked it. Late in the season, we built a little gas station, and then I put it next to it.
Yeah, it was cool. You gotta have that now.
And the RV now in season five, of course, is behind the church.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But it's probably gonna move soon. Wink, wink, to Jericho members.
Oh,
something coming soon.
I like that idea. So you've been working on the casino. I worked on getting some wood this week. I did play, I forget which night.
Did you buy it at Little C's Lumber?
I did not. I chopped it down myself.
I haven't been making much sales. I need to make the sign bigger.
The sign is huge. I was looking at it today, actually. I was going through shopping district, and I'm looking at all these nice little quaint shops. And then I just look up, and there's this giant sign, which, by the way, it was working. So.
It has. Well, every time I play, I just fly on top of it. Now that we have elytras, it makes it a lot easier to fix.
So nobody's selling elytras, by the way.
I know.
I can't find them anywhere.
I'm cool with that.
Go
get your own.
Come on.
The end. Go.
Where is the economy? Where are the real business people?
I think there might be. I know there's some new stores being built kind of across the little lake area next to it on this island. They cleared it out. There's already a store and like
almost I haven't been
two.
Over there
it looks
yet.
Like they're building their own little shopping district.
Ooh,
area.
Okay.
So hopefully there's some new stores there. I have no idea what they're selling. It looks like they went with the kind of, I don't know, the same style of those builds. What would you call that? The armor shop and the ones up by Spawn that I built with Profingo. What style would you call those?
Ooh.
Kind of like very colorful.
Like a farm market type.
But it's almost like kind of like a southern, like Mexico-y feel, or like
adobe or
tropical almost.
Okay.
Or
yeah,
desert.
I could see that.
I could almost see it as desert. It's like if you took an Indiana Jones when they're over somewhere. Where is it in Indiana Jones where they're fighting the guy with the whip? You know that scene in the desert?
Okay.
That area?
Yeah, Egypt?
Yeah. So that kind of buildings, but instead of it being all sand, like, colored, it's all very colorful. So
got
just,
it.
That's the. I don't know what style that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it looks really good.
That's what they built one of those over on the island.
That's cool. I might have to go check that out. Now, I'm still not flying, though. I'm still on foot, so if I can't access it easily.
Oh, there's a bridge. There's a big bridge.
I might have to check
that
out.
How did you miss that?
Well, I didn't go that far over. Okay. I didn't go past basically Spawn.
You know, I just thought something that would be really funny. I should build a giant ship going into the bridge and then just make a hole into it.
Okay, too soon, little C. Too soon, little C. Yeah, we're talking about the Baltimore, Maryland bridge that collapsed recently.
Yeah, it's not the same type of bridge in Jericho.
No.
This one's structurally sound.
Other than that, so I need all this wood basically for my sorting system stuff. I need to be able to make item frames, so I need the sticks for that. I, of course, need tons and tons more chests and everything. I think I got most of those done. I need to make some more hoppers, and I have the mushrooms going. They're bred up like crazy. They're just packed in there. And no, my frame rate is not going way down as I walk in.
It's crazy. Now mobs like that don't seem to lag.
No, so the collisions don't cause lag.
You can't complain about my giant cow farms anymore.
Yeah, I honestly don't mind you having these big ones as long as they're not like insane. The only thing, it does affect the world mob count.
It does.
So be aware of that.
But you have mushrooms. Who else wants mushrooms?
Right. And they're not near where I'm at.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. Just looking at the changelogs, and of course we're going to get into the changelogs, but I have a strong feeling that Armadillo, Scoots, and Donger armor is coming very, very soon in actual game. I'm going to even put it out there, maybe even by Tuesday.
I find it weird that I know they're separating the update, this one.
Okay.
Because I find that weird, though, that they're releasing the dog armor and all of that stuff separate from 1.21. And they've added a lot of features to it. It's still not named, which is, this is the longest it's gone without being an update, without being named.
Right.
But 1.21, I feel like they're either hiding a really big feature, or it's just going to be a, well, that's it. I mean, they're cool features, and all the mace and all of this stuff is cool, but it's like, it's a little underwhelming because all seems very adventure-y based.
We say this every time now, and I think it's, one reason is because all the changes they're putting in so early in these beta previews and the snapshots and everything.
Well, and we got
we know about it for so long.
We got updates like Update Aquatic and the Nether update, Caves and Cliffs Part 2, just the big changes like that. It's like,
right.
Huh. I mean, but the problem is if they change a bunch of stuff, it's like,
oh, well, I didn't want it changed. Well, right, exactly. And you got to keep it, there's a balance there, and we kind of got to go back, just be happy they're still updating this game after this many years. It's still a great game. Even if they didn't add a single new thing, I'd still play it for years and years. There's so much content in the game as it is. I'm thankful to get what we get. I'm looking forward to these armadillos and the scoots. And
the armadillos are so cute.
I'm really looking forward to that. And that's just a minor update. That's not even going to be a major update. I don't really care about the trial chamber stuff coming that much.
I like it, but I like the idea of it. For liking it.
Okay.
It's an easy way to get a bunch of oxidized copper blocks without having to oxidize them.
Right. And that's one way. I think it's going to be fun for multiplayer servers to go in as a team and make it harder and stuff. I think that's kind of fun. I like that feature, so I like where they're going with that. Other than that, this week, I really haven't done that much as far as Minecraft. Today, I actually added to the server on Jericho SMP. Thank you, Kangamar, for giving us this idea. I've been testing it out myself on my own PC, but what is it? The animation pack?
Yeah, it's like a little animation thing with the mob.
It's amazing. I really like it. And there's no errors as long as you have it on the default, which is the jointed limbs. If you have it on that, there are no errors that pop up.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it works well. I love the way the pandas look with their ears wiggle, their nose twitches, all that.
Are you going to stop killing them now?
The villagers, I actually eliminated one today. The villagers are awesome how they move around.
It's terrifying if you have a trading hall like mine where they're in water and a block over their head. It's very cursed.
Yeah.
They just bounce up and down, and because their arms aren't always folded in this animation pack when they're swimming.
Okay.
It's so weird because they keep going from the sign to the, like, folded.
I did notice the drowns seem to hover, if they're on the top of the water, they, like, hover in the air almost on top of the water. So that's kind of weird. But overall, the pack's great. It gives it a little bit more liveliness and everything. The Endermen are hilarious in the end with this thing, by the way.
They're goofy.
Yeah, absolutely. Very goofy. So I added that today on Jericho. We'll see how it goes. If too many people complain about it. The reason I like to add it to the server itself and not just recommend people is that way the console players get a chance to play with it also.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just download resource packs
outside
of the marketplace. Sadly. Right. So I like that idea, and they're able to enjoy it if they're on Xbox, PlayStation, Switch.
I feel like Switch is the big one, and PlayStation, because Xbox, there's ways to do the modding a little bit.
Not as much as there used to be.
But like for PlayStation and Switch, it's really nice. You do anything in real life?
Oh, well, I upgraded my storage on my laptop.
Nice. You want to give me your old storage?
I thought about switching everything back. The games that I really play, like Trucking Sim and stuff, switch it back. And then take all my files and clone them to my new SSD and then giving you that. But I'm actually using about half of my 1 terabyte NVMe SSD that I bought.
Is that with still having stuff on your 500 or did you move everything over?
No, that's with only games.
So you're still
on
using
the 1 terabyte.
Over it. You're using about a terabyte then.
I'm using a little over a terabyte total.
So really, you need that extra storage.
I really do.
I'm still at 500. I really need to buy like a 2 terabyte SSD. Because the thing with M.2 SSDs, they're backwards compatible. So even if you get a Gen 5 PCIe or whatever, it can still go in Gen 4 or whatever.
Okay.
So if I get one and I ever upgrade, it'd still be good. It'd be a little bit of a waste of money now to get one that's like a Gen 5.
Oh, I have a Gen 5.
But then, like, later on, if I want to upgrade my motherboard or whatever, it's not a big deal. Yeah. I just, because I only have 512 or whatever, and I'm using all but 20 gigs or whatever right now.
Right.
And there's some games I want to play, but they're like 50 gig games.
I only freed up, I think I'm at 117 gigs free on my 500.
Yeah.
Drive right now. So, and then I'm about half of the terabytes already been used, but I'm downloading big games. Yeah. I'm trying to see what my laptop is
He's
capable
getting all kinds
of
giant new games, old games.
These giant games, 112, 120 gigs per game kind of thing. I have a couple of those, plus a bunch of little ones. So I've really been playing around with these other games and trying to see where my PlayStation controller just works, where I need to use the Steam input stuff, trying to learn about that and getting all the key presses and buttons all assigned there. That's a whole thing. I'm still trying to figure out my RAM too. I spent a lot of time this week trying to figure out my RAM. If you guys know, recently I replaced my 1 8-gigabyte RAM stick that I've had for years and years, been recording the podcast, doing everything I do with that 8 gigs. And I replaced it with 2 sticks, 32 gigs each. So I have 64 gigs of RAM, but the speed isn't getting as high as advertised. And I can't figure out why. Yes, I've been in the BIOS. Yes, I've tried to change all that stuff.
It's weird. It's like it's locked down. For anyone that's a computer nerd, there's not the XMP profiles in the BIOS that you usually would have that you switch and then you can change it to...
Right.
quote-unquote overclocked RAM.
And I looked up, somebody told me, oh, maybe update the BIOS, right? So I looked into that, and the only BIOS available for that motherboard came out like a month later than what I have is when my BIOS was updated.
Maybe it was a patch.
But it says the same version number.
Huh. You could try it, and maybe it's like a tiny patch thing that just adds XMP.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I doubt it.
So I might try that. I've actually been learning a lot about computers and stuff and watching a lot of videos from Linus Tech Tips and Jay's 2 Cents. I really like Jay's 2 Cents, probably because he's an old guy like me.
They're both really good.
I mean, Linus isn't that much younger than me.
Linus
either.
Is an old guy too. What do you mean?
Exactly.
Well, to you, he's young, but.
Yeah, he's a young whippersnapper. I'm trying to think what else we've been up to other than the computer stuff. I've really enjoyed getting back into just general gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I like Minecraft, but I'm trying to be...
Widen
what spread. I do a little bit.
Because it's nice because like there's some people that we know in real life that are gamers, but they're more just... They play a variety or whatever. And it's nice to then talk to them because you want to talk to them about gaming because like it's not a super popular thing that everyone you meet does.
Right.
So it's fun to find them, and it's fun to then have a common interest in the same type of games and stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yes, Minecraft's like a great game, but there's not a lot of people do play it. Obviously, it's the best selling.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that either played it when they were younger or whatever and don't play it now and stuff.
Yeah. And if you run into somebody that might be a true gamer, plays games all the time, but they never play Minecraft, you have nothing to talk about if you only play Minecraft.
And there's just so many good games.
Absolutely.
Like, still, I think Minecraft's the best, just because you can do all kinds of stuff.
I keep going
and
back
it never
to Minecraft.
It does get boring, for like a few weeks, but it always, you always go back to it.
Yeah, that's, I was playing Civilization for quite a while there.
Yep.
But I'm already back not playing that, and I'm back to Minecraft.
I haven't been playing it as much. I still play it a little bit.
Yeah, I've been playing Trucking Sim, American Truck Sim.
Me too.
Of course. And I'm enjoying that again, and so that's taken up some time. But I'm trying to get into these other games, too.
Yep.
Also, we watched the old Top Gun movie.
Not the new one that came out a year or two ago.
Not Maverick.
But just Top Gun.
Top Gun.
The Top Gun.
Yeah. What did you think of that, Little C?
That was pretty... It made me want to go play a game that has flying in it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. So that's kind of what we've been up to.
I wish Elytras... There's a mod on Java that makes Elytras go, like, upside down so you can do, like, the roll thing.
Okay.
Like, flying.
Yeah.
That would be cool. It does get really confusing trying to fly sometimes, and you get all twisted around, but it's like flying a fighter jet or something.
Yeah, the games I've played that have that mechanic of flying, it is very difficult. Now, it's I used to do it way back in the games. The original Top Gun game for Nintendo, original Nintendo... The NES.
I've never gotten past the first level. It's impossible.
You can't land that plane. You can't do it. And that's what you have to do to play the whole thing. I don't know. People do it, but I don't know how. It's supposed to be a really good game, though, if you can get past that. So, let's see what you've been doing.
I've played a lot of American Trucking Sim and then just playing random games. I go on Steam and I go to the free tab and just kind of scroll. And just finding random stuff and like these little like games that maybe take 2 hours to play the whole game kind of thing. And just fun stuff like that. So if you guys have any suggestions for free games that are on Steam, let me know. Because I've just been doing that and I try not to spend money.
Yeah, and he can't play any of the big games because you need more storage.
Yeah.
By far.
I definitely need more storage.
Could you
play
put some
games.
Of the games just on a regular old HDD, just a old hard drive?
If we had one that's a SATA. Connector and has the power supply adapter.
Well, you can get adapters or whatever.
Well, yeah, but at that point, if you're buying an adapter,
yeah,
just buy a hard drive.
True. Yeah, I don't know how much they go for.
And heck, an SSD, like a SATA SSD, which is even, they're not that expensive. Storage is cheap.
I mean, do you think even if you went 256 just so you can have a game at a time?
Maybe, yeah, 256. I store one game on each drive.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's like, oh, here's my drive. This one's got a game on it. Oh, here's my other drive. This one's got it. Oh, here's my 1 terabyte of just all the Spotify downloads from the playlist saving with premium.
That's one thing about Minecraft I like. It's fairly
small.
Minimal.
It is really small. Like, my Minecraft Bedrock for me is about a 10 gigs. That's it. And
right.
I have a decent amount of worlds. Like, I have a bunch of the old Jerichos and even some of the old Jerichos that I play sometimes.
And some of those get up to 3 or 4 gigs
yeah.
themselves. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Well, let's see what Mojang's been doing.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. So,
the past week in Minecraft, all info from Minecraft.net.
Thank you for that, Little Z.
You're welcome, Bearded Sloth. Now over to BS for the change logs.
All right, we got quite a few change logs, but they're smaller and some of them kind of get outdated with the new ones that came out the same week, but we'll go through them as quick as possible here. We've got Minecraft Java 1.20.5 pre-release 2 came out Monday, April 15th, 2024. They have this under stable and changes are snippet advancement is renamed to sheer brilliance.
I think that's funnier.
That is funny.
That's quite funny, actually. I might need to rename my shears to that.
Apparently, using control plus pick block no longer lists plus NBT in the item tooltip. The animated nether portal texture is displayed when changing dimension to or from the nether.
This is awesome.
So, explain this.
So, instead on Java, when you go through the... Well, I don't know if they're making this for Bedrock. I hope they do. I think it might already be a thing. So, you know when you go through a nether portal on Java... It has the loading screen. It's just the dirt background or whatever. Same with the end portals, which I think is the next one. But instead of it, now it's animated the purple swirls.
Okay.
When you go through, so it feels very smooth transition. And then with the end, it's like the end texture thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So you didn't have that before. Interesting.
Does Bedrock have that? I never paid
attention.
Well,
it takes a while for it to kind of go into it. And then
there
yeah.
is that. It's not as smooth, but this, right. like, if you're playing on especially a good computer on Java, it's so smooth.
Okay. That's a cool feature then. The animated end portal effect is displayed when changing dimension to or from the end. So also there. The data pack version is now 40. Invalid data in packets sent from a server will now cause the game client to disconnect. And of course, many more. We should have the links in our description for all of these, so you know. Next one is same thing, Minecraft Java 1.20.5, but pre-release 3 came out the next day on Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Also all under stable stuff here. The data pack version is now 41. Hey, that's one more than the last one. That's good. Replaced entity type tag Minecraft punchable projectiles with tag Minecraft redirectable projectile for projectiles, which can be redirected by player attacks and projectiles. There are some fixes here. Usually how Java lists it out, these are the problems, and they've fixed them in this pre-release. Panorama sometimes spins quickly when exiting a world. Crash when set ominous bottle amplifier item modify sets out of range amplifier. The screen repetitively flashes when changing the render distance and biome blend settings. Projectiles can no longer deflect gassed fireballs. The screen repetitively flashes when changing the render distance and biome blend settings. Projectiles can no longer deflect gassed fireballs. Didn't we just read that? Yeah, that was yeah, just
it's
in
the
there.
Same. That, what? Who knows? What are they doing?
I don't know. I think they doubled it up there. All right, client requires a tick between store cookie packet and transfer packet for cookie to be stored. Fireworks shot from dispensers go much higher than before. Item data serialization is significantly slower than before. Player can no longer sprint slash walk across one block gap since 1.20.5 pre-release too. I like how it was only out for a day and they're like, oh, nobody could do this since pre-release too. It was like less than a day that it was out. So that's kind of hilarious to me. That sums up that pre-release too. Looks like I might have missed one here. Nope, I did not. All right, next is Minecraft Java 1.20.5 pre-release 4 came out the next day, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. These also are stable, which just means it's not in the actual game. It's still in the pre-release, but you don't have to have the experimental data pack to be turned on, basically. Okay. The changes here, the resource pack version is now 32. The shift in TTF glyph providers is now restricted to the range negative 512, 512. Fixes here, again, these are the things that they fixed. The game tries to spawn bogged without experimental feature update 1.21 active. But failed. Certain simulation distance values cannot be saved visually. Stationary fireballs can no longer be redirected. Summoned wind charges can no longer be redirected. And of course, they're looking for feedback for all these. All right, so those were all the pre-releases. They knocked those out Monday through Wednesday, one each day, got those out. Now we have our first release candidate one. This is for Minecraft Java 1.20.5. Came out Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Release candidates always mean that they're getting really close. In fact, they have this note here. This week's shipping frenzy continues with our very first release candidate for 1.20.5. Barring any significant or critical issues found within it, this is the version we are planning to ship as Minecraft Java Edition 1.20.5 next week. So that tells us right there, they're definitely releasing 1.20.5 unless there's some major thing that will be coming on Tuesday. All right, stable stuff. Again, no experimental data pack to be turned on for these. Changes, change the approach to game client disconnecting on invalid data in packets sent from a server. To ease the transition period, modded servers can opt out by setting the appropriate field in the handshake slash game profile packet. This option will be removed in the next release. All right, fixes here. Severe lag when upgrading 1.20.4 worlds. Upgrading a world with horses wearing leather horse armor makes the horse immune to freezing forever. And that's it. And that release candidate. So they were all set for that to be out. There is a release candidate too. Spoiler alert there. But first, also on Thursday, we do have a Minecraft Bedrock beta slash preview 1.21.0.22. That is April 18th, 2024. There is a note here. The features that were previously under experimental toggle update 1.21 have been de-experimentified and are now available during normal gameplay in the beta preview.
But they're still not, I don't think, adding to the like update. This isn't part of the update, I don't think, yet.
Right. They're just in the beta preview part, right? Now, the villagers here, they did go ahead and then add a villager trade rebalancing experimental toggle. So if you're still interested in checking out the rebalancing of the villagers, that's where you basically have to have the villager in the certain biome to get the certain book kind of thing, all that stuff. So now they have a toggle for that in the Bedrock beta and preview. Cartographers can now sell trial chamber maps when the experiment is activated. There are a few features, changes, and fixes. Players can no longer acquire infinite loot from decorated pots in trial chambers. So if you are trying to take advantage of that, you can't do that anymore. The vault and ominous vault textures were fixed due to some inconsistencies. Vaults are no longer incorrectly rotated in trial chambers. And of course, there's much more in that. And check out the whole changelog if you're interested. All right, now finally, we have Minecraft Java 1.20.5 Release Candidate 2. Came out Friday, April 19th, 2024. And again, these do not require the experimental data pack to be turned on. There's just a few fixes in this one. Fireworks star item displays have inconsistent color updates. Game unpauses when credits are played via pause menu. Villagers can sell experimental enchantments without the 1.21 experiment enabled. So that sums up all those change logs. They've been working hard and a lot of fixes here, little minor fixes here and there. They're trying to polish the game before they release it. So I really enjoy that. I'm glad they're doing that. And so we should see at least a Java actual update, the 1.20.5, should be coming out Tuesday, according to everything we see here. I'm thinking that Bedrock's going to release something too. I don't know if it'll be this week or if it'll be next week or whatever, but that's what leads me to believe we might be getting some of that other stuff. Maybe. Because they took it out of experimental. Mm-hmm. Remember all that. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Let me know if my predictions are completely false or not.
Now it's time for
listener question.
Our first and only question comes from Ghostly. Why did you choose to be a truck driver, or what led up to you becoming a truck driver?
All right, well, sit right down in that chair and let me tell you a story.
Look what you did.
All right, well, I didn't actually start my adult life thinking about becoming a truck driver at all, really. I went to college for automotive service management. I got an associate's degree in that and got into management at a auto repair shop, basically. Became manager at a Firestone shop. I was the tire manager, right? So I was in charge of all the tire sales, which is a huge thing for Firestone, of course. So I was the main guy, and we would sell tires from our store at basically just a little above cost, but we'd sell them to other repair shops. Well, we'd take our pickup truck, load these tires in our pickup truck, and go deliver them. And some would be 50 miles away, 100 miles away, whatever, and we'd sell those. So I was actually the number one sales guy in the whole state region, basically, for Firestones. I was the number one tire salesman that year. Well, I loved driving around the tires. I loved going to deliver them. I like that part. I like driving in general. Also, around that time, Holy Bookworm and I actually took a vacation to Florida, and we drove down there. And we did have a CB radio, which is kind of what the truckers use to communicate to each other. Not so much now these days, but they're still around. And they were still very prevalent then. And I had one of those in the car, and I just love that whole thing. I love driving. I love talking to the truckers. See where the bears are, which is another name for cops, basically, the police. And it was just fun. So when we got back from that, and I was thinking about it, and I came across something online, and this is going way back, so it took forever for each page to load up and everything. Thinking back, I don't know how we accomplished anything online, but I did, and I found this program, training program and stuff, through a company, and I went ahead and applied, and that was 18 years ago, over 18 years ago now, and I left, and Holy Bookworm dropped me off, and I've been driving ever since. Like, I did the training and stuff, and it was hard, because I used to be gone for 2 full weeks at a time, and then I'd come home, like, every other weekend kind of thing. Before I'd even make it back home, and I'd only be home for maybe a day or two, and I'd be right back on the road. So it was very hard for Holy Bookworm and I and all that stuff. But Little C, you came along around there a couple years later.
I was a problem child, so that was...
I wanted to spend a lot more time, so I actually made it a priority. And since that time, basically, I've been home every weekend for the most part. Every once in a while, I'd stay out longer. But for the most part, I've been home every weekend since then and still driving truck. And I love it. I never would have thought this was the plan for me in life at all. But there's something very enjoyable about it. I love the freedom. I like kind of setting my own schedule and doing that thing. Of course, I have appointments to make and stuff like that. But I can stop. If I want to stop at Taco Bell, I can stop at Taco Bell. Right?
Well, if they have truck parking.
Exactly. You do have that limitation. You
can't just stop anywhere.
That's right. So that's how it is. Now, Little C, this question can apply to you too.
Well,
why did you choose to be a truck driver, or what led up to it?
Well, I saw a live streamer playing Trucking Simulator once, and it made me want to get the game. So I bought it. It was on sale on Steam at the time. And then I found an old wheel for PlayStation 2, figured out how to make it run on my computer. And now I have over 100 hours in American Truck Simulator.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have a new steering wheel, too.
Yes, with pedals now.
Yeah, we upgraded. Found that on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, it's great.
Great deal. Yeah, so there you go. And yes, that was our only listener question. So listeners, if you're listening still, thank you for listening.
But go give some questions and comments.
Yeah, we need comments,
stuff.
Questions. This is supposed to be a listener-driven podcast. Now, if you guys aren't interested anymore, maybe Little C and I will just stop doing this. I don't know. But we need you. We want you to be participating in this. If I was only to read the change logs every week, I think that'd get pretty boring.
Yeah, so, please leave comments, please.
Yeah. So you can email us if you can't get on Discord. Maybe you're too young, right? You have to be 13 or older to be on Discord. You can email us or get your parents' permission, all that stuff, right? contact@theblockpartymc.com. That goes straight to my phone. I get an alert. That works. Or you can join our Discord. That's the best way, I think. What do you think, Little C? Do you think we need the listeners?
I think we need the listeners.
I think we need the listeners, too.
Well, listeners, the only reason you're still here listening to us ramble is for everyone's favorite part of the show, Holy Bookworm's Joke of the Week.
I don't even know if I want to read this one.
I think it's a good one.
All right. What kind of car does a sheep drive?
A Lamborghini.
That's a good one.
I saw one and it was something with a llama with Lamborghini, and they had the whole logo and everything somewhere.
Okay.
And it was a little lamb instead of whatever's on the Lamborghini logo.
Nice. I like it. I like it. There you go. Thank you, Holy Bookworm, for that. Make sure you check out her Noob Corner. That is a bonus show. It's not the main show. This is the main show that you're listening to right now. But it's a fun show. Comes out usually Thursdays at noon Eastern time. So be sure to check out the Noob Corner. We need your support, by the way, listeners. We need you to subscribe. You got to subscribe to the podcast, which is different than subscribing to YouTube. We need that too. But you can find the link in the description to subscribe. It truly does help us out. It's like $1.99 a month. You get more of us. You get an extra show called the After Hours Show. It's just Little C and I talking about whatever it is we want to talk about. Little less Minecraft, a lot more life, things like that. We also had some guests over there that you can check out all those shows. And all of the early shows of this podcast, which are kind of fun to listen to. Listen to Little C's younger voice and everything. My style, my bad editing of audio, all that great stuff. You can check it out by subscribing. Also, you can help us get the word out. People need to know about the Block Party podcast. So you need to tell everyone. When you go to the grocery store, just everybody you see, tell them about the Block Party and where they can find it, theblockpartymc.com.
We want to hear from you. We love your comments and questions. You can join our Discord or email us at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thank you for being here. We truly appreciate it. Make sure to tell everyone about The Block Party, a Minecraft podcast. I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye.